So I'm here with Sim after his hat-trick in the league today against Leighton at home. Sim, first of all, congratulations. You must be delighted with your hat-trick.
Yeah, for sure. It's not often you get a lot of goals at this level, let alone three. So scoring a goal in the first place is always a good thing. So getting three is, yeah, fantastic, and I want to try and carry on.
And was it the perfect hat-trick? I'm not sure. I know you score with your head. Did you get one with your right and left?
Not quite, no. It was both with my right foot. It'd be nice to get a perfect hat-trick, as it were. But again, just good to get goals and to help the team move forward and get that vital win at home.
And you say help the team, and I'm going to go back to Tuesday. Some people questioned yourself, I know, on social media and people around the club. I guess that can be a better way to silence some of your critics, could it?
Yeah, it's really nice. It's, as a striker, it's the obvious way to silence the critics, as you say. I'm in the job to score goals, and that's the best way to do it. But on top of that, trying to put the effort in, the work rate, showing that desire, especially after Tuesday's result, was really important, not only for myself, but for the whole team, to have a reaction from that. And we did that today with, I'd say comfortable win, but yeah, a really good win.
And I heard Thursday you were in training till sort of 10 o'clock at night. Is it fair to say that as a group of lads, you felt you owed the management something after the performance on Tuesday?
100%. It's really obvious that we owed the management, people who follow us, something a bit extra, because it was disappointing on Tuesday and we weren't good enough. So to put the work in training, and then to put that into today, is what was needed. So as a group of lads, you know, we get along really well, and it's important that we do show that we can, you know, put things right when we put ourselves in positions like we did on Tuesday. So yeah, we'll just keep carrying on and putting the work in. It's not just getting a result because, you know, Tuesday was bad. It's about trying to push on and improving onto the next result, and we set the standard now. So we've got to carry on with good performances like today.
Yeah, and you say about standards. You obviously went 3-1 up, and you get pegged back to 3-2. And I've been here before, and I've seen Fleet teams cave at that point. And that didn't happen today. You went on, and obviously you got your hat trick. But the game was sort of comfortable. Is that fair?
I wouldn't say comfortable. The management always obviously remind us of these things, because it's really important to try and keep ourselves in the game, so that if we do find ourselves in situations like we did in the second half where they pegged us back, just trying to carry on as we were. Obviously, we started well by getting the early goal. So the important thing was to keep going. We had goals in us today, and it was important to take the messages on board that we got from half-time and before the game and in previous games, and to try and make sure that we didn't throw it away, as it were. And today we managed to do that, which is great. So, like I said, it's setting the standard so that we carry on that way, and don't let ourselves get into those situations in the future.
Yeah, and it looked a little bit different for you today. You've played up front on your own for a little bit, and it looked like you had Darryl up there with you today as a support. Did it feel different as a two?
Yeah, obviously, because you've got someone there who you're directly working with. On Thursday in training, we worked a lot on working together as a unit. You know, playing with someone with you is obviously different to when you're playing up top by yourself. So, of course, it was different. But you still got to have the same work rate, the same desire, get into those positions and try and do your best to score the goals. And today it worked, because both myself and Darryl got on the score sheet. So, yeah, good day.
And Mikey comes on, obviously a young lad, comes up from the youth team. How was it playing alongside him for the last 10 or 15 minutes?
Delighted for the fella. When he come on, he was really sharp, really bright. He showed that in training as well. And he had the perfect attitude. You know, all the young boys who've come through the squad have had the perfect attitude. They put themselves about, worked hard. And yeah, to get an assist is, you know, the perfect way to get himself in the squad and in with the team. So, yeah, delighted for him. It's good to see.
And I suppose attention's turned to Bashley now on Tuesday in the Hampshire Cup. I suppose your thoughts on that and the rest of the lads in the changing room, how are they feeling about that?
Like I said earlier, it's a benchmark now. We've had a good performance, but we've got to take that on. It means nothing if we then go into the next game and don't put that same sort of performance in. So, Bashley in the Cup. We've got they're coming here, so we've got to put on a good show. And go out to get the win, but do it the right way and putting in the same effort. And if we do that, then we will come away with the result and move on to the next round of the Cup.
Well, Sim, look, congratulations on almost the perfect hat trick.
Cheers.
And best of luck for Tuesday.
Thanks.